Without Consent, written by Catherine Fox and read by Jennifer Valetic. She motioned towards a leather lounge adjacent to a large indoor plant just inside the entrance. It was the most privacy anyone could expect in a crowded foyer. The pair sat down and Morgan Tully began.
I would appreciate your help on what really could be a political time bomb. It's come to my attention that one of your colleagues has made some, shall we say, controversial decisions, and I'd like you to review some of the cases. I don't know if I'm overreaching with my lack of expertise in your field, but I have questions about some of his findings that perhaps you could answer.
Anya nodded.
How many cases are we talking about?
The chief coroner frowned.
I'm not really sure. I'd like you to look at a dozen to start with.
She poured the mineral water into the wilting pot plant.
I don't want this to look like a witch hunt, which is why I would like it to stay just between us for now. And I don't expect this to be pro bono.
Anya knew she could use the extra income. 12 case reports were the equivalent of about 3 weeks' work.
Fine, but why me? Why not someone like Peter Latham?
Morgan looked around, presumably to ensure no one was eavesdropping.
For a couple of reasons. You're the only fully independent forensic pathologist in the state, so you're removed from the locker room talk within the departments. And, if we're being honest, because you're a woman.
She seemed to anticipate Anya's offence at that comment.
This isn't an affirmative action thing. I thought about Peter, but unfortunately, he's part of the problem.
Anya couldn't believe what the coroner was saying.
I know Peter and his work. He's above any kind of reproach, professionally and personally. Did you know he is my son's godfather?
Shifting to Stan, she added,
I won't help you undermine him.
Running a finger around the rim of her empty glass, Morgan smiled.
Don't worry. I wouldn't put you in that position. I agree with you. It's not Peter I'm investigating. It's his mate over there, Alf Carney.
Morgan perused the room and rose.
Can I rely on you and your discretion?
Investigating a colleague was never going to make her popular, but getting the coroner offside would be the worst career move.
Anya nodded. Courier the files to my office and I'll let you know what I think.
Morgan's eyes widened. She gave a half smile, then turned and embraced an elderly man who seemed more than willing to escort her in to dinner. Never a fan of Alf Carney, who had deliberately tried to block her accessing vital information for a potential homicide case, Anya watched him finish his conversation with Peter Latham and make a direct line for the exit. She wondered what he had done to warrant a clandestine investigation. Anya hoped that, just maybe, Morgan's concerns about Carney's work were unfounded. Becoming a whistleblower was the last thing Anya needed.